Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:03. It's a whole new day. It's hump day. And this part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. The Pretenders are back together. Nobody else here.
No one like me.
Special. The Pretenders are back and coming to the Masonic in San Francisco on Friday, June 22nd. We will take caller number 9 right now and give you some tickets. 800-400-3697. Tickets go on sale this Friday, April 6th at 10 a.m. at sfmasonic.com. However, starting at 10 a.m. today, running through tomorrow at 10 p.m., you can buy your tickets early. We have a special code word. It's ALONE. So if you go, do you have to go to sfmasonic.com to get the code word in, or is it like a Ticketmaster thing, or I don't know.
You know what?
It doesn't swing on here. Yeah. Go to RadioWallace.com. I'm sure all the details are there.
Yeah.
But you need the code word, and the code word is ALONE if you want to pre-buy your tickets for the Pretenders. But win a pair right now and forget all this. 800-400-3697. I'll let you off the hook. You don't have to worry about it. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Oh. Did he just say, you won?
He did.
You won.
You won.
How do you feel about yourself?
Does he say that?
He does.
I'm telling you, he should be able to tape his phone calls. I bet you he's got some good ones sometimes. All right, here we go. These are the top 100 songs in the country at this moment. The Billboard Hot 100. Coming in at number 8, this song is awesome, and the video is even better. If you have a minute, I'm telling you, it's hilarious. You got to look at this. It's Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown and a song called Freaky Friday at number 8.
Have you watched the video yet, Yeezy?
I haven't. I was just thinking
you have to watch this video.
You have to watch it.
You have to watch the video.
It's called Chris Brown Freaky Friday?
No, it's called, yeah, it's called Freaky Friday, but it's Lil Dicky.
Featuring Chris Brown.
Featuring Chris Brown.
Okay.
I mean, Chris Brown, you actually go, oh my God, he's so likable.
Oh, man. It's the one where he's got the two chicks in bed with him?
Yep,
yeah,
that's the one.
That's the one.
It's really good.
I got to watch that. No one come to me for 5 minutes.
Save it, and I'll watch it.
Well, you should watch it on the break, because the language isn't appropriate for that.
Yeah, do not run that where the audio is going to get over our air. There's swears and bad words in there. Lots of them. But anyway, you know, put your headphones on. It's not safe for work, but you got to watch it. It's so good. Let's see here.
Hey, we have our Pretenders winner, right?
Yes, we do. Catherine, everyone. Catherine's the big winner.
Congratulations, Catherine. We have a studio audience, too, just walked in.
We do.
So they bid on us in a school auction somewhere.
Michelle and Becky.
Becky and Michelle. All right. Are the cameras on today?
They are not.
Oh, my God.
Right. Look at glasses still down.
Jeez, you can't see our beautiful studio audience.
It's too bad.
Well, we're consistent.
Too bad. Turn off the big lights in here. No, not all the lights, Vinny.
I like it like that. Leave it like that.
I can't read. Now I can't see my paper.
Just make it up, Sarah.
I like a little bit of sunshine.
Go from your memory.
Right. All right, hold on. I'll hold it over the lights here on the board. All right.
You're at Lil Dicky. What's
hold
next?
On. Okay, so at number 3 is Bruno Mars and Cardi B. It's Finesse.
I feel bad for that Cardi B.
Why?
Why?
Because she's riding so high in her career. But as you read the stories about this guy she's with, man, he knocked her up, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's being publicly accused of having knocked up some other lady.
Yep. Who had the baby last week.
Oh boy. So the baby's born.
She had
born.
The baby last week. She's supposed to set him up with some papers for DNA testing.
Oh boy.
What's his name? Offset?
Offset.
Yeah.
And that guy, you'd think that he would be...
a little more careful.
Well, he tattooed her name, Cardi B's name, on his neck. Like, that is the ultimate, I'm sticking with you. Right?
You know what? I have a couple of...
Exactly.
So, Cardi B, I'm going to show you. This is So she's got her first full-length album coming out pretty soon, but she's done these mixtapes and stuff before. One of them is called, or maybe this is the only one, I'm not positive. I don't know that much about her, only the stuff that I see in the, you know, celebrity trash. Cardi B, Gangsta Bitch Music, Volume 1.
Yeah, that was
she's
album,
in
right?
She's in trouble for this album cover or this artwork for this mixtape or EP or whatever it is. Why do you think she's in trouble for that? Why do you think?
Oh, is that a person?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, that's a person.
I thought it was a blanket.
Yeah, it looked like that guy's got. Okay, so that guy's a tattoo, and he's kissing her.
Lap.
Why is she in trouble? Because she's drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm. No, a guy is suing her over the artwork because the guy's back tattoo apparently is the same as his. So,
well, he should talk to his tattoo artist, not the person that did the...
Right. I did feel like, how can she check everyone's back before she hires the guy?
He's going to lose.
But it's just so funny because I'm looking at that picture going, that's the problem, huh? And he's a male model. He's just a random guy that she got to, you know, visit Australia.
That's straight up porn.
It's such a classy shot.
Well, she's drinking a beer and she's getting serviced. It's nice.
Yeah.
Our studio audience is just beside
It's horrible.
Themselves.
I was like, who would put this picture of themselves up? But I guess, you know.
People wants to be talked about.
I guess I had her confused with a lady.
You think
something.
Corona signed off on that?
Corona's probably not bummed.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, don't you think in a
drinking.
World where guys are showing pictures like that all the time that she's just turning that around and saying...
And more power to her. She can do whatever she wants.
It's not just guys that get this kind of...
There's just no way...
Royalty treatment.
I guess I'm coming from a totally different place. Like, I just...
Well, of course.
It is identical, though. If you want to take a look at the comparison...
Yeah, I'm not surprised. There's tons of tattoos that are similar. Tons.
So a male model with pretty much the exact same tattoo says, Cardi stole his artwork for the cover and he wants $5 million. In her legal response, she says the guy suing her is white while the man on her album cover is black and the plaintiff has a neck tattoo while the guy on the cover does not.
Oh.
There's enough differences, she says. I mean, listen, if the guys get, she can't control who gets what tattooed on them and she hires the dude that she wants to show his back.
Is this guy saying that they took a picture of him and transposed it onto the model?
Are
these people both have similar tattoos?
They have similar tattoos, I think.
He's going to lose.
And I don't know. I mean, you can't do your own back tattoo, I assume.
Right.
So maybe the guy... I don't know. Anyway, what had happened is I read the story and then it led me to that picture. I went, oh my God, that is the most obscene thing I've seen all day.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
Not over.
Yeah. It's, you know what, though? What could be worse than that? It's like, God, that just looks like a nightmare.
What are you talking about?
He's
doing her a favor.
Yeah. I just feel like, but there's also a camera guy there. And
he really likes her. He might get throat cancer from this.
Yeah.
That's love.
And no, that's awful.
Doesn't bother me the same way it bothers you.
Right, I don't understand.
Oh God,
you.
If that was my daughter on the cover of some album with
your
some
daughter,
your daughter
okay.
that just
your
bought
daughter.
You a mansion,
right. whatever.
Oh. All good, Cardi B.
Like, oh,
me, how you do it?
God,
that picture doesn't bother you at all.
No.
You said, oh man.
Nope.
Listen,
I think it's hilarious. I picture when I first saw this yesterday, I pictured myself doing that.
What?
All right. Let's do a mock-up.
God. You Zet.
Human?
No, it can't be me. My mom would, like, lose her mind.
My mom, that's the first.
It's got to be anyone else besides me.
Well, who's the guy we know with all the tattoos? All right, Vinny.
Vinny?
Oh,
come on, Vinny.
Vinny!
I don't know that I'm photo ready at the moment.
Don't worry, it's just the back of your head. We'll draw like a happy face on the back.
Get out of here!
With a little eye winking.
Yep, exactly. Woohoo! Okay, let's talk about...
Would we even be able to put that on Instagram?
No!
Let's just say we did that picture...
I don't know where this thing
is. On the station Instagram, but there's nothing that's really.
No, I'm just saying.
He's not doing anything. Yeah, he's just. Maybe he's looking for a contact.
Yeah, maybe he's checking on her belly button.
Really? It fell there?
Maybe.
She's got a knee in each corner of the photo. Like, I don't know. I don't think we could put that. I think they'd take that off.
Yeah, I think our boss would be like.
You know how you tickle your baby and you blow their stomach?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
She's doing that. He's like.
He's tickling her stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, he's giving a Zerbert.
Is that what that's called?
Is that what that's called?
Huh.
What do you guys call it?
I don't know. A raspberry?
Well, yeah, raspberry on the belly.
Oh, no, I heard Zerbert.
I'm going to check out Zerbert. Let me look that up.
Zerbert. Probably an Urban Dictionary. I bet you that. I bet it's something super dirty. Woman gives people Zerberts.
I'm right as usual. It's spelled Z-U-R, not Z-E-R. Do not spell it Z-E-R.
I spelled it Z-E-R and I got the same thing, though. You're right.
What does it say?
It's a sloppy kiss where you blow making a farting sound.
Hmm. On the stomach. Don't leave that part out, bro.
Well, it's not, I don't see that part
there,
here.
It's there.
All right. So we know it's a Zerbert. Thank you.
Zerbert.
But that's so not what he's doing to her.
The phrase that pays today.
Hooman wins the day.
Congratulations on winning
job,
the day,
buddy.
Hooman.
Welcome.
Potsy.
Yeah, you know, when you said this, I was like, you go, he invented something, and I thought maybe he will be referred to as Anson from now on instead of Potsy.
He'll always be Potsy to us.
That's too bad.
Anson Williams, who played Potsy on Happy Days, and listen, young people, you should go back and watch these. They're just delightful.
I loved Happy Days.
Me too. I thought Happy Days was great. It was a TV show. You had to be in your seat at the right time on the right night of the week in order to watch it. So Potsy has revealed on the Today Show with Megyn Kelly. Is that the final hour? I'm not sure when her part of the show airs. But he revealed that he's invented a product that could save lives. It's called Alert Drops. And it's supposed to wake you up if you're falling asleep at the wheel, which a lot of people who drive all the time or early in the morning or late at night or for whatever reason, you know, there are lots of accidents are caused by this. People just drift off while they're driving. Anson told Megan, Potsy told Megan that he actually almost died from drowsy driving once. So a doctor and his family said, if you're ever sleeping behind the wheel again, bite into a lemon. Apparently, the sour taste and citric acid stimulate a nerve in the tongue that gives you a natural shot of adrenaline and wakes you up instantly. Wow. So if you're going to be doing a lot of driving, have a little baggie with some lemon
wedges
in it. So
he invented the lemon.
He tried it. It worked. And he made these alert drops out of citric acid and sour lemon water. So you give yourself a little squirt in the mouth. And apparently it stimulates this nerve. You don't have to carry a lemon with you.
Oh, all right.
The doctor who gave him the tip? Henry Heimlich. The Heimlich maneuver
of
guy.
Heimlich fame.
His second cousin, right?
Yeah. He's Potsy's second. I mean, well, he's not Potsy's second cousin. He's Anson Williams' second cousin. Anson always called him his uncle. A lot of times, extended family, you know.
Sure.
You know. So, but isn't that bizarre? Like, all of a sudden. So, do you have. I'm sorry. I think I might have just done the whole story.
Yeah, you did.
Did he add anything to that? Because we have audio from it.
It was pretty much that.
All right.
Yeah.
Alert drops.
Cool.
Be on the lookout for him.
I don't need them.
Doesn't say where they are. I would have a pack of those. Why not?
I have a friend who needs them.
Oh, who's that?
My friend Jason Sisko falls asleep behind the wheel.
Oh, my God.
Like, really falls asleep.
Sometimes people who aren't even sleepy, they just get lulled in a car.
And he has to roll down the windows and do a whole thing
crank
in order
the radio,
to not have,
right, slap exactly your face.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where you can find it. Hold on.
Oh, alertdrops.com. Text him that. Do it right now. I want to talk to Jason Sisko today.
I can't at the moment.
Give me his number. I'll do it.
You probably already have his number.
No, I don't. I only have Billy's number.
Oh.
Remember the last time he called in?
He's great.
Well, we had to dump him.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, really?
Because you asked him what color his eyes were.
Oh, and he said, that was weird.
He said, S brown eyes.
Oh.
Which is such a weird, like, wow. Don't try to be attractive at all.
In case you missed it yesterday, the weekend, Janet Jackson, Florence and the Machine, they're all the headliners at the Outside Lands Music and Arts Festival here in San Francisco. The 10th through the 12th of August, keep listening. We have the full line. Go to RadioAlice.com. You can get the full lineup. There's, a ton of bands have been announced, and I'm sure more to come. There's a million stages, and we've got tickets to give away all day this whole week. So 9, noon, 3, and 5. Well, you know what? This is about the woman who did the shooting at YouTube, but I feel like we've talked a lot about that. I'm sure have more coming up.
I don't, actually. If there's new news, I will bring it up, but we spent 25 minutes on it already.
Right,
so
exactly.
There's that.
Sting and Trudy Styler. They've been together a long time. They're the tantric sex people. Or they were, anyway. I think
they're still together?
Right? Oh, yeah. Huh. Didn't he leave his wife for her? And now they've been together just forever.
I know. I don't know his story.
They sold their apartment in New York City last year, 15 Central Park West. They got $50 million for it.
Wow. Oh, man. Must have been the best place.
And now they have moved into some ultra-luxe building. The address, here it is, 520 West 28th Street. And they're renting it. It's a huge apartment on a high floor. They call it a very futuristic building designed by the late Starkitect.
Wait a minute. They bought it and they're renting it to someone else?
No.
Or they're renting it to live there?
They are renting it
to
live
it.
There. Yes. They call this architect a Starkitect.
Oh.
Like only did awesome pads for the stars. Dame Zaha Hadid. Is she is she related to the Hadid people?
She must be. She might be the mom of the girls. Let me look.
They're renting. Oh, no, she's dead. So she might be the grandmom. The couple is renting a large terraced apartment on a high floor in this futuristic related. It's called, the building is called Related. It's the Related building on on the High Line, which I'm sure means something to New Yorkers. It's a West Chelsea residence. It features a private IMAX theater in the apartment.
Jesus.
A 75-foot skylit lap pool. And then some of the amenities that everyone can use are a 24-hour juice bar, reservable spa suite offering a hot tub, rain showers, plunge pool, sauna, steam room, gym. There's also robotic car parking. That's awesome. I love that whole concept of just being able to slot cars in and save so much room. I think it's so neat. Anyway, congratulations to them on being amazing.
That's
it?
Oh,
is that the place? Holy crap.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. It's got to be good to be Sting. Look at that place. Damn.
Yeah, I don't know anything
about
his history, though, or how many kids he had. All I know about him is the Police, the band that he started.
Mm-hmm.
They so desperately want him back.
Well, sure. He so desperately doesn't need them.
I know.
Isn't he the one that also said he's not giving his kids any of his fortune?
Yep.
Oh, he did?
He said they have to earn their own money. This is my money.
Well, you see what it does to people.
It's so true. Oh, my God. Kids of rich people that just get everything. They turn that like that greasy bear, that Brandon. What's that guy's name? The one who sees power.
Brandon something.
Davis.
Brandon Davis. That's right.
I can see the thought process if you've made so much money and you have these kids and you think, just have the best life. You don't have to ever work. But for some reason, it turns people into scumbags.
The monsters.
You'd think that they'd be able to see the value of everything your dad or mom were able to accomplish, and that you don't have to that struggle, and you can go ski wherever you want and surf wherever you want, and people will want to sleep with you because you have stuff, you know, all that stuff. You'd think, but it turns them into scumbags.
Yeah.
Who's he talking about?
Lindsay Lohan
with Paris Hilton.
And that's Paris Hilton cackling in the background.
You want to know about Zaha and Gigi?
Oh, are they related?
So they're not. Zaha is Iraqi and Gigi's dad is Palestinian.
Okay,
it's a common last name.
I see. Hadiz.
Oh my God, I got hit in the face. My sister.
I just want to tell you this really quick because I want to remind some of my friends who will remain nameless that they can get married in my backyard. Adele got ordained so that she could marry her best friend and his partner in her backyard in Los.
I'd like to remind
those
friends.
the singer Adele.
I'd like to remind those friends. I'd also like to be the groomsman at their wedding.
You don't want to officiate?
No, no, no.
You wouldn't be. Aren't you ordained?
I am.
You could do weddings legally.
I just want to remind because you reminded. Anyway,
but you're such a good speechifier. I mean, that wedding would be all about you.
No. You might notice the friends are currently looking away from you.
Oh, which friends am I talking
about,
Vinny?
Let the story pass. I'm not sure, but I checked the other friend in the room, and it seems we're both looking away from the storyteller.
Just want to let you know, people get married in their friends' backyards all the time. Friends. One with a backyard wedding venue. Friends.
I'll be your groomsman.
Friends. I'm going to speak for the toast now.
Friends. I'll MC your wedding.
Friends. I'll make it really pretty.
Friends.
Okay, oh, so Adele, I guess we have to be done. They're almost leaving now. These friends of ours. What's coming up in the news, friend?
Hi.
Hi.
Got a story about an Australian, a guy. Well, you know, they say guys will sleep with anything.
That is what
Wait
they say.
Hear this one. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. For those of you who are in the Sarah and Vinny boat, Survivor is on this evening, which is very exciting.
Very exciting. We're due for a good episode, too.
We definitely are.
We had a couple stinkers.
Two boring episodes in a row.
Oh, too bad I missed it.
This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Have you heard about this incredible Warriors prize package that we are giving away? We're going to get a third person qualified to win this thing today. At 8:05, we're going to ask a Warriors trivia question, and starting with caller number 9, first person to get it right is going to win their way into the finals. And then, is it Friday that we're going to do the drawing? When will we announce the grand prize winner?
Probably not Monday. Till Monday, because promotions will have to randomly pick the winner and go through a bunch of stuff.
But we're only picking 5 people to play in this game, so be listening for your chance to get qualified.
Come out to play!
Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin.
We didn't say it. It's Bryn.
Yeah, and Bryn did it.
And their new location in
Berkeley.
Poor Dublin.
They had their run.
They did. They had their time.
It's too bad. You used to get shouted at. Remember when we used to get shouted at? The Dublin store's like, remember when we used to get shouted at?
Yeah. Not anymore. Berkeley took over.
Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Anyway, here's what's happening. We'll begin with get ready. The storm's coming. It'll be Thursday night through the weekend. It's going to be doozy. At least that's what they're saying.
Yep.
Heavy rain coming your way.
Keeping the hills green.
SFO Terminal 1 will soon be named for Harvey Milk, everyone. I wanted to mention that because it's cool. Plant supervisor Harvey Milk is one giant step closer to getting his name on a major piece of infrastructure. Looks like they voted yesterday unanimously to approve the naming of Terminal 1 after Harvey Milk.
All right.
The city's first openly gay supervisor.
Can I ask a question about the weather? Did you say it's going to rain tomorrow or on Friday?
Thursday night through Saturday.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
So, Australians.
Yes. What about Australians?
They're sturdy.
Yeah.
They
seem like
strong,
solid stock.
Right out of they're born strong or something.
I'm here, Ma!
You know, there's Mick Dundee.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Mick Fanning. Who you know, he was the pro surfer who was attacked by a shark right in front of everybody. Fought it off.
Oh. And finished and won?
Well, no, he didn't. They stopped the contest because it was a giant great white shark that he just punched off. Anyway, just.
Sure. You got 4.
Another one of those stories about Australians where you go, what?
Right.
Here's another one.
Okay.
27-year-old guy was at a bar in Queensland, Australia last week when he got into an argument with a 20-year-old guy. They started fighting.
Uh-oh.
And the 20-year-old guy stabbed the 27-year-old guy in the back.
That's awful.
Instead of going straight to the hospital, though, the guy with the knife in his back ordered himself another beer.
Oh.
He ordered the beer with the knife still in him. I'll take another.
Yeah. I'm not done drinking yet, mate.
Once he finished his beer, Then he went to the hospital.
Oh. So you got to leave the knife in, right? I've heard that. If you get stabbed, don't pull the knife out. Right. That's when all the bleeding starts. Just go let the doctors handle it.
Right. On top of that.
Yeah. Oh, more? There's more? But wait, there's more.
Having another beer with a knife in his back.
Murky water.
They say after going to the hospital, he's doing fine. And he says he doesn't want to press charges against the guy who stabbed him.
No big deal. It's a little good. Stabby stab. Was it just like a 1-inch blade? Like one of those box cutters or something? Or are we talking about a full size, like it's a 6-inch kitchen knife?
It's Australian for knife.
Oh.
Or are we talking Corey Feldman?
No, that's a knife.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, is it Corey Feldman?
No.
He got stabbed by a mosquito.
Australians don't do thumbtacks.
Okay.
They do. They're the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, girls like to say men will do anything.
Yeah.
A dent, a divot, a cranny, a nook, anything.
Sure. Oh, I wonder if I can fit myself in there.
A man named Stephen Gayton was golfing in Merseyside, England on Monday when he noticed something unexpected going on the ninth hole.
Someone was banging the hole?
There was a guy with his pants down.
Oh.
Sleeping with the ninth hole.
Boy, those holes are generous. Maybe the guy's just having a hard time finding places to put that thing in real life, you know?
They say that wasn't all he was doing.
What else was he doing?
He'd planted the flag that normally sits in the hole.
Oh, boy. Marked his own territory.
If you can imagine.
I can. So the flag is waving as he's vigorously attacking this.
His man area.
The ninth hole. Yeah.
And the flag.
Those flags are heavy. I would think you'd have to be. I mean, you have to plant those pretty deeply to keep them upright.
Anyway.
Oh, there's video of it.
Could it be the hole that the flag came out of, which is smaller than the? You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking that the hole you put the golf club, golf ball in, is just too big for to be useful. But the hole that the flag goes in.
Yeah, but that's way down there at the bottom. He wouldn't reach that. The flag sits in the big hole. Down at the bottom is the little hole the flag pins
Maybe he's
into.
So large that...
Maybe. Yes, you're right. He could be that long. I'm not sure.
How deep is a golf ball hole?
The golf
ball
hole's deeper than that, I would say. What do you call that?
7 inches?
I think so, yeah. Anyway, he had... he was... using the flag.
On a public golf course.
In broad daylight.
You see the video?
Oh, there's video. Oh, yeah. Someone thought to take their phone out. That's
it's
great news.
It's grainy, though.
So what? Let me
see. Can you
it.
See the flag sticking
yeah,
in the air?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, how funny. Yep.
As he's moving it around.
Oh, he's got one hand behind him manipulating that, and then he's humping the ground. Why is this person moving the phone back and forth? Stop it.
Well...
they can't believe it's happening either.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a beautiful green course, huh?
It does look like...
they got lots of rain there.
The guy who spotted him in the first place is the one behind the video.
Well, you're right. Guys will do anything.
I always woke up...
No fight there, right, boys?
Well, I can't defend the guy, can I? I mean, they've got him on video. There he is. Yeah. I'd like to say maybe he was...
waggling the thing around.
Yeah, I don't
too.
Know. That's, none of that stuff's clean.
No, it's covered in dirt. I mean, I'm so sorry to our studio audience who had to be here for that story.
Did you get to see the video,
it's upsetting.
Though? Oh, they saw the video.
Oh, thumbs up.
So
they're
sitting
behind
me with the video.
About
the golf hole. It has to be at least 4.25 inches in diameter.
Wide, okay.
And at least 4 inches deep. That doesn't really mean.
What about the hole that the flag sits in?
Oh.
That's smaller.
I'll be back.
Well, that's like this. What
inch
is that?
Inch and a half, maybe? 2 inches?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see any possible way to get pleasure from that
scenario.
No,
that doesn't seem super...
But, you know...
Well... He seems a little out there. His shirt's off. Tall, lanky, white
he did
dude.
Have his shirt off. Who knows? You know, meth heads, they're
that's exactly
kind of,
what
we
he
just
looked
talking
like.
So
about.
He wasn't necessarily golfing. He's just a dude who ran onto the golf course to visit his old friend, Niner.
No idea. Mm. By the way, we had a pretty good secret show yesterday, but I was wondering, I wanted to ask, did any of that make it? Was that edited beyond?
No.
That made it?
Yeah.
All right.
There was one section that he didn't want.
Oh, yeah, the one section where
family
where
secrets were told.
Requested to be, right. Yeah, but everything else, I mean, unless you guys specifically say, I don't want to say that.
Not talking about the swears or anything.
Oh, yeah, just that one part, the very personal stuff.
Okay. Well, that was a fun secret show.
It was a fun secret show. You should check that out. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show, and it's dirty.
Scott was on a roll.
As usual.
So I'm one of those people who've always just woken up. I get up and then I go. And I've never had a thing.
Good for you.
And I don't know. That's amazing.
I
never understand why it takes 14 alarms and a bucket of water to get someone up out of bed. But
even off the couch. If I fall asleep on the couch, it's like I can't make myself get up. I want to. I know it'll be more comfortable in bed. Everyone's yelling at me. I can't. Somebody help me.
Arms out so that you
get up.
Oh, God. A 40-year-old woman named Sharon Dobbins of Phoenix wanted her 16-year-old son to wake up early on Sunday and go to church for Easter.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, human. To his Christian duty.
She said, get up! It's Jesus' day. When he wouldn't get out of bed, she tased him.
Oh, my God. That's extreme.
Extreme!
Don't tase me, Ma.
Don't tase me. Bro,
I haven't heard that one. I've heard the pulling the sheets all the way off the bed. Yeah. I've heard the splash of water.
Sure.
I've heard turn the stereo on. Yep. You know all that. But
have you heard the one about the kid holding onto the rail while the kid mom pulling the ankles?
That's totally different story. Uh-huh. Not at all getting me out of bed. That was a CCD.
He was
story.
Already out of bed. He just didn't want to go to CCD.
Right. Anyway, he told her he's calling the cops on her. And she said, you can call the police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call. Police were on the phone, and I told the dispatcher, he needs to be with Jesus right now.
Mm. And what did the dispatcher say?
When the cops got there, Sharon said, she didn't tase him. She just sparked it to wake him up. That's when he showed her the marks on his leg where he was tased. And so she was arrested.
Oh, that's too bad.
So
she's just trying to get her kid up for Jesus.
She didn't get to go be with Jesus either.
Oh.
Due to her abuse of her child.
That's too bad.
She spent the next 12 hours in jail. And she's facing charges of child abuse with intent to cause harm.
How old is the kid again?
16.
Well.
She's 40.
So difficult at that time.
What?
16-year-olds?
She has a mugshot that is like describe that.
Like her whole face is mushed to the side?
To the side. Like, I can't believe my own kid called the cops.
Oh, she's like,
can you believe that? Can you believe that?
She's like, I can't believe that look.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Oh, what's that Olympic lady that had the...
Yeah.
Smirk.
Where everyone was doing the meme.
Oh. Well...
I wouldn't want to mess with her, though.
No, she looks actually...
I would have got up.
I would have gotten up, too. I would have been like, yes, mother. What else do you need? You want your feet rubbed, mother?
What?
I don't know. What does she want? I'll do it.
Who rubs their mom's
scaring
feet?
Scaring me.
Did you rub Ellie's feet?
I didn't. Oh. I don't know. I just couldn't think of anything else mom would want, you know? That lady looks mean. I mean.
I probably rubbed both my parents' feet.
Oh, did you?
I think so.
Oh, that's sweet. With lotion?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. What photo are you guys talking about?
What photo?
Says 707.
Cardi
it's the
B.
one with Cardi B where she's on the cover.
Type in, what is it? It's like Mad Bitches Volume. It's Gangsta Bitches Music Volume 1. That's the name of the album. And type in that with cover art and it pops right up.
408 says... I'm with you, Zet. I bet Uzi has that photo.
Oh.
Do you have that photo?
I don't.
Where you're pulling on a beer while someone's taking care of you?
Nope.
Nope.
I should try to get one, though.
925 says,
dining and entertainment.
They volunteer, Yuzi.
Oh, really?
925.
Thank you.
Do they have a nice back tattoo? That's key.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
650 says, the No Roots song is also on a commercial now, maybe part of its recent popularity. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. That song came out in December 2016.
How funny.
Oh,
it just charted for the first time.
We've all heard those stories where a song
languishes for a while.
I think one of the famous stories about Maroon 5 was that album was done forever. And they didn't. The record company didn't know how to market them because they sounded. The singer was this white guy who sounded like a black guy, and they didn't know if they could market them as alternative or. There was a whole thing about them, and it took them over a year or something to finally break through.
Oh.
And that album was huge after it finally broke. Songs about Jane? Yeah.
Correct.
What is it?
Yep.
Songs is that them. What Sunday morning on that, or what's.
Like, I think it is.
Yeah. She Will Be Loved.
Yeah, there's actually like five hits on this record.
Right, it finally broke
through.
Is
it Harder to Breathe?
Harder to Breathe, yes. Let's see. I don't see.
There's another song will be I loved. Love on
Sunday
that.
Morning is on there. Secret, Through With You, Not Coming Home. Sweetest Goodbye.
Keep going.
Not Falling Apart and Woman.
Hmm. It's good.
Anyway, that happens. So maybe this person's going to...
Yeah, suddenly they're going to...
Be singing her year-old or years-old hit all over the place now.
Right.
Cool. Good
it's a cool
her.
Song.
Time to bring back CQDQ and get Sarah and Yuzi back in bikinis this summer.
Yeah. Oh, that ship has sailed, everybody. There's no more bikini days in my future.
Yeah! What?
I think you heard me.
I didn't. I was screaming too loud.
Oh. No. I said no.
Man, that stinks. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
What's coming up in the trash?
Well, first, I'm going to tell you how to get an endorsement and lose an endorsement.
Okay.
Which is sort of fun. I've also got one of those really cool Omaze things. You know how you enter by paying $10 to be entered? I love the Omaze thing.
Oh, like
the
life experience.
Cool. Life experience things that you can get, but you're giving to an amazing cause. You'll win like a cool prize, but then you give to a great cause and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.